Before we begin, please be aware that this episode discusses topics related to stress and anxiety. If these subjects are sensitive to you, please take care whilst listening and pause if you need to.
Okay, points of assessment, I think was highlighted earlier as well as a point where just I think all of these things can kind of come to a head. So I've talked a bit about this research environment being quite different, really what we're wanting is students to go out and discover new things and to develop themselves as researchers and to do, you know, do new science, do new and interesting, make interesting discoveries. But we somehow also want to keep that teaching element and assess them on how they're doing at those very difficult long-term things. And so this, you know, this becomes a key point of stress. The philosophy certainly that I would take with this, and I think is reflected by some of the things we've just heard about, is to try and, you know, make as many reasonable adjustments applicable to all students. Most students, get anxious at these points and would benefit from the sort of mitigations and things that we take place. So in the research context, it's often not sort of sat written exams. It's often it's reports, but it's also particularly vivas, so oral exams where people sit down and grill you for a length of time on what you've been doing. For a viva example, you know, perfectly reasonable that we should be scheduling in breaks for people, letting them take water, allowing them to repeat questions, perhaps have a voice in choosing the examiner if we're thinking about PhD students. Having practices beforehand and getting feedback on what it is that they've done. So there's a lot that we can do to support students in preparing for those vivas. With reports, I guess it's giving people lots of feedback as they go along and making sure that what they submit then is in a good place to pass. I think also though, recognizing that whilst most students would benefit from most things, sometimes we need to go even beyond that. If the student's perhaps facing particular anxieties or particular learning support requirements that we need to meet. So just to give you some ideas of things that we might be able to do, things like seeing a room in advance can be helpful, allowing the student to choose the time of the viva, making the examiner aware again, with students' permission and as appropriate, so that they can take that into account when they're kind of choosing how to phrase questions and that sort of things. So I think points of assessment are stressful at any point. Mostly we want to create a research environment that is not focused on assessment, but we also have to recognise that this still is a thing for masters and PhD students that they're going to have to go through them. So finding supportive ways for those students at those times is helpful. I guess the final point that I'd make is hopefully giving you some idea for some sort of processes that you could put in place, sort of either documents that could be developed or strategies for how to do things. But I guess the thing ultimately is these sorts of things can help create a good environment, but by themselves, they're not enough. What we've got to do is create a culture which is supportive. And culture is the way we habitually do things here. And that means that we've got to be consistent and we've got to follow through. And that is really difficult. And in preparing this presentation, you know, I've been thinking about all the good intentions and the good things that I try and do with my group and thinking, yeah, actually, I need to revisit some of those. I need to make sure that we're really getting that in place and following through on them. Because if we kind of say one thing and then we don't kind of consistently deliver on that, then that doesn't become the culture and you know, everything falls apart at that point. So we need to do that. I guess, though, my very final point would also be we've got to be realistic and we've got to be flexible in the end. And we can only do our best to kind of deliver as good a culture as we can with the time and the resources and things that we've got available. These things would be easy if it was all we had to do, and the challenge is doing them amongst everything else that we've got to do. However, it is really important, and not doing these things also often creates more problems than it solves. And I think all the benefits that Frene really outlined of creating that inclusive and supportive culture are even more so the case in a research level, because what we want to do ultimately is create high performing teams of people that can do exciting science. And you can't do that if everyone is really anxious, everyone's really stressed, and you're not able to communicate and support people, or you're not able to support people from a broad range of backgrounds and benefit from all of their diverse experience and expertise.